Buyers of new SUVs and minivans have another goodie they can buy: DVD players. They are perfect for entertaining kids on long trips. Adults are also popping in films, but some have a rating of XXX, not G. And that's causing a bit of a roadway distraction. In today's Unger Report, Brian Unger examines the growing crisis of skin flicks on wheels.
It's being called drive-by porn. But whatever you call it, there is something wrong in America's back seat when it looks like SpongeBob is taking off his square pants. This new level of exhibitionism is showing up on roads across the country. For instance, just last month in New York, a driver was arrested after police spotted his car, a Mercedes-Benz, equipped with DVD screens on the car's headrests and sun visors. The driver was enjoying the film Chocolate Foam, starring an actress named Pebbles, not the one from the cartoon The Flintstones. Meanwhile, in the Midwest, the Associated Press also reported a woman whose daughter was exposed to a sexually explicit movie while they drove through a Chicago suburb. Others have seen X-rated movies, mostly at night, playing in cars where cruising is a problem. The issue is one of privacy. When one rolls with porn in an SUV, it's not considered private because the TV monitors are bright enough for other drivers to see up close a Hummer, 4x4, and a sex act. In most states, it's illegal for drivers to watch TV while driving, though one can legally read the paper, put on makeup, enjoy food, and talk on the phone all at the same time. It's the plowing into the car in front of you that will get a policeman's attention. Now, lawmakers are considering fines, even jail time, for drivers who conspicuously consume adult entertainment while mobile. The best bet for someone who wants to watch porn in their car? Do it in your home. Perhaps convert the garage into a fun, X-rated drive-in theater. Legitimate fans of in-car television worry, afraid the baby may be thrown out with the bathwater. They point out the benefits of vehicle video, noting that a movie can keep a child calm and occupied during a long trip. Imagine, they say, for the first time, a generation of children safe from angry dad's crazy swinging arm, pathetically trying to restore order to the back seat. That's progress. For the Unger Report, I'm Brian Unger.